Armadoxy for today, stories from the body, then and now. The Church Born of Fear. According to Holy Scripture, the first witnesses of the empty tomb of Christ fled from the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Fear was the first expression of the post-resurrection church, and it was that fear that turned into faith, the faith of the Christian church. Having just celebrated Easter, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we find ourselves in the period of time, Easter to Pentecost, dedicated to the birth and growth of the church. The church is not an accessory or an afterthought to Christianity. Contrary to the popular understanding of Christianity, it was the church, the body of Christ, which transferred the stories of Jesus to us. That is, everything we know about Jesus Christ we have received via the church. You may hear popular formulas of reading the Bible and therefore understanding Jesus, but in fact, Jesus gave us the gift of his body, the church. Yes, God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son. But in turn, Jesus so loved us that he gave and established his church, so that we should not be orphaned, be left alone. According to Jesus, the church is established and built on the proclamation of Christ's divinity. In the 16th chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew, Jesus asks his disciples, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" So they said, "Some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others Jeremiah and one of the prophets." Jesus then turned to them and said, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." That rock is the proclamation made by Peter, that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Upon this proclamation, the church is built. And Jesus says it very definitively, the church. And as we see in the apostolic era, that is the days after the resurrection, there was no Bible, but there definitely was a church. It was raw. It was a raw church built on the gospel message that Jesus had risen. The Armenian Apostolic Church is the continuation of that original church. The fear the disciples felt and experienced at the empty tomb was transformed into faith through Christ. It is the same transformation of fear to faith that the Armenian church has witnessed as its people survived and flourished against all the odds. As we look at the early post-resurrection church in this series, we are reminded of the necessity of the church for the complete celebration of the Christian faith, and that the cornerstone of the church is the proclamation that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, as we celebrate your glorious resurrection at this Easter time, may we be worthy to be members of your holy church, your sacred body, to be the hands, the legs, the mouth here on earth. Dispel the fears and the gloom that consumes our lives by helping us find the faith that others have found throughout the centuries, so that we may better serve humanity, and in so doing, serve you and your holy body. Amen.
apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.